And with the fire season seemingly past us, although now we're approaching winter, which means that it's time to be worried or concerned, I should say, about a different type of fire, CEO of Brooks Australia, Cameron Brooks, joins us. Cameron, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Keith.
Residential fires are a bit of a problem, particularly for people who are older and who have cochlear and hearing aid implants, aren't they? Because the fire alarm, or the smoke alarm, I should say, is sound-based, and that can be a problem for people with hearing issues.
It can. There are ways around it, but it's definitely an issue for the age.
So when it comes to ways that you can get around the concern of smoke alarms being sound-based for people who have hearing issues, what are some of the main ways that you can get around it?
Well, you can use your standard smoke alarm, but you can connect a couple of things to it. One is a strobe light, which is high intensity and almost impossible to sleep through, I would have thought. And then there's also a vibrating pad that you can put under the pillow that is also activated when the smoke alarm goes off. So in the presence of smoke, the alarm sounds like it should, but that being the case, with the hearing impaired, you've also got the strobe light and the vibrating disc underneath your pillow. So it should wake anyone up.
Speaking this morning with Cameron Brooks, the CEO of Brooks Australia, about the importance of having alternative measures for those people who are hard of hearing available when the smoke alarms do sound. And when you talk about those physical alerts, the vibration and the light impact, is that something that might be able to be used in a broader sense rather than just within the household, or is that something that's still to be worked on?
Broader sense as in bigger buildings and commercial sort of applications.
Bigger buildings, commercial applications, but also if you're in a block of villas or units and there might be a fire in one of the villas and you need to get the word out quickly.
That's a very good question, Keith. There's all of the building codes and the requirements around fire and warning systems are minimums, and it's rare that, say, if you had a three-story block of apartments, it's rare that any regulation or local council or state government, for that matter, are going to tell you to make sure that you're all warned of the event of a fire in one particular unit. It's a bit of a vexed issue. Some people do it. Some people go over and above. Some people choose not to. Other people have privacy concerns and don't want to know what's happening in the other units, which seems a little bit crazy, but that's a bit of a minefield there, mate. I can't give you a straight answer.
That's all right. And just finally, I understand Brooks Australia has launched a fire safety checklist as well.
Yes, we have one on our website, brooks.com.au, and when you get onto the homepage, the front page, there'll be a link straight to the checklist, and basically, it just takes you all of the considerations that you need to think about, and also provides you an opportunity to with a little bit of grid paper underneath, or a virtual grid paper, to draw your floor plan and think about escape routes. Because as much as anything, if the alarms go off, then you've still got to get out. And that's the problem with the aged, is that they might get out a little bit too slowly. Time is of the essence. You don't want to be breathing in that toxic smoke. So there's plenty of food for thought on the checklist. And if you go through that, then you'll come off better educated, and hopefully you'll keep safe in the future.
And that's what we want for everybody out there in the cooler months as well as the warmer months. Cameron Brooks, CEO of Brooks Australia, thanks for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure, Keith.